Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Mary, Immaculate Queen, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. My dearly beloved, we know that Christ ascended into heaven 40 days after his resurrection. And this brings a question to our mind, why 40 days? Why not a week after his resurrection or several months? Why 40 days? And while we don't know the exact answer to that question, we do know that our Lord, in his infinite wisdom, designs everything with a purpose in mind. For instance, note that the passion, death, and resurrection of our Lord took place at the time of the Feast of Passover. Now, the Feast of Passover was the most important feast celebrated by the Israelites in the Old Testament, and it commemorated their deliverance from slavery in Egypt, the deliverance of their forefathers at the time of Moses, and how the angel passed over the houses of the Israelites because there was the blood of the Paschal Lamb on the doorposts. And how fitting that is, because our Lord, by his passion, death, and resurrection, delivers us from bondage, delivers us from slavery to the devil, and earned for us on the cross the graces of redemption and of salvation. And then we have the second most important feast day of the church, 50 days after Easter, on Pentecost Sunday, when we celebrate the birthday of the church, 10 days from now. And Pentecost Sunday occurred, the coming of the Holy Ghost occurred at the time when the Israelites were celebrating their feast of Pentecost, which commemorated the giving of the law to Moses on Mount Sinai, the Ten Commandments. And how fitting, again, was it that Almighty God chose that day for the descent of the Holy Ghost, because just as the law was given to Moses in the Old Testament and inaugurated the worship of the chosen people in the Old Testament, so we see the birthday of the church begins to grow and spread, the inauguration of the new law, the law of love, as taught by our Lord, and again the beginning of his church on Pentecost. But between these two great feasts, we have the ascension of our Lord, 40 days after his resurrection. The number 40 is a sacred number. It is a number that's used to signify many things in Scripture, in God's plans. And so here we see our Lord remaining on this earth with his glorified body for 40 days. Now, how many times did our Lord appear after his resurrection before his ascension? According to Scriptures, we read of 11 apparitions of our Lord. Some authors give more, as much as 13, because we don't know when a certain apparition is mentioned by one evangelist and by another. Was it the same one, or was there a different apparition? And so some give it as 13. But my question is, were those the only apparitions of our Lord after his resurrection before his ascension? Note the words in today's epistle from the Acts of the Apostles, to them also, referring to the apostles after his resurrection, to them also he showed himself alive after his passion by many proofs, during 40 days appearing to them and speaking of the kingdom of God. So perhaps our Lord appeared more than those 11 times mentioned in Scripture. And even if there were only those 11 times, perhaps, not only perhaps, very definitely, there were many things that our Lord said to them that have not been recorded. St. John the Apostle, at the conclusion of his Gospel, states, many other things Jesus did and said which are not recorded in this book. And he goes on to say, if all of them were to record it, the entire world would not be able to contain the books that would have to be written. So what did our Lord do then after his resurrection during these various apparitions? He perfected, he completed the work of instruction for the apostles on what their mission was, to go forth and teach the gospel to the whole world. And he no doubt completed the institution of the sacraments and the various instructions that they needed. These 40 days must have been a time of unique joy for the apostles. They had our Lord, at least on occasion, in his glorified body. But it was truly our Lord's body. Our Lord did not appear, so to speak, as a vision, as a spirit to them. St. John the Apostle, in his first epistle, mentions that they not only saw our Lord, but they handled him, they touched him. Just as St. Thomas brought forth his finger and put it into the place of the nails and his hand into our Lord's side. So our Lord allowed the other apostles to touch and to see the nails and realize that he was there in the flesh. And not only that, but in today's gospel it mentions that he ate with them. A couple of times it mentions that. After his resurrection, even though his body was now glorified and therefore not subject to the conditions of our bodies, of mortality, passibility, his body was immortal, impassible. It had that wonderful agility and spirituality of being able to go through the wall into the upper room. It was not necessary for our Lord to eat, to sleep, to go through the normal requirements of the body that we experience. Our Lord's body was glorified. And yet he deigned to eat with them as a proof that it truly was he himself that had risen from the dead. And he was there truly with his body in their midst. But finally, the 40 days were complete. And our Lord, according to the timetable of his heavenly Father, ascended into heaven. Imagine the apostles as they looked up to heaven and saw that cloud take him out of their sight. They had to be called back to earth. Two angels, as it says, two men in white garments who were angels under the guise of men, said to them, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up to heaven? This Jesus of Nazareth who has been taken up to heaven will so come as you have seen him going up to heaven. He will come on the clouds of heaven at the end of time to judge all mankind." But the apostles had to be called back to their to themselves because they were gazing in admiration, in wonder, in joy at this wonderful sight of seeing our Lord going up to heaven. And note that before he went into heaven, our Lord was asked by the apostles, "Will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel?" They still had those ideas of some kind of glorious external kingdom, whereas our Lord came to preach an internal kingdom, the kingdom of grace and souls. And our Lord said to them, "It is not for you to know the times nor the dates which the Father has fixed." And thus we see the foolishness of those who spend so much time wondering and trying to guess, when is this going to happen and when is that going to happen? Trying to predict even when the end of the world will come. Our Lord here shows us that it is God's will that we live our faith each day. We don't even know if we will have tomorrow. While we are alive in this world, let us live our faith, let us persevere in it, let us strive to please God and to practice virtue day by day, and not worry about the future. That is what our Lord meant to say to his apostles. Let us, on this wonderful feast of the ascension of our Lord, rejoice with the apostles at this wonderful event. And then we begin tomorrow our novena of preparation for the great feast of Pentecost, that we also will receive the graces of the Holy Ghost as the apostles did, that we might persevere and live our faith and take to heart all the words of our Lord that we read in the Gospels and put them into practice in our lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.